Okay. Now, let's finish off Dovah Shalom Bol Olam. The Ramban, give me more service. Last year, one of the main things that confronted the Ramban was the Sugya and Ksubas. Sugya and Ksubas says like this, the Tosas and Ksubas. Hamakdish Maisa Yidei Yishto. There is a osav ocheles. That means his wife has a job, and he gets, since he supports her, he gets products of her job. And he's makdish. She can keep eating. Why? Okay. Why not? Because her husband can tell, the woman can tell her husband, don't support me, I'll keep my wages. Okay. Well, there's a whole discussion about it. So, it really, the wages don't belong to him completely, because she can always cancel that out. So he doesn't have full bylaws on it. Okay. But let's say, let's give some that. The support, her support is the equivalent of 10,000 shekel a month. And she earns 15,000 shekel a month. So, 5,000 shekel belong to the husband, Hamos, and he's makdish then. Hamos, Rameoma Hektish. It's Hektish. Rabbi Yochanan San Lo Mechulin. Okay. So, the Gemara thought, that is because of Dovah Shalom, but why? What's the machokas? At one point of the Gemara thought Dovah Shalom below. Okay, the wages that she's going to make, and when is it going to become Kodesh going to Ramei and not right away? Because this month she made 15,000 shekel, and next month she's going to make, what happens if she makes 5,000 shekel? So you don't know how much she really owes the husband, you don't know until someday she's going to die. So when she dies someday, you have to make the balance, how much the support was, how much the over the support, and therefore that's what's Kodesh. Okay, that's not Avidah. Okay. This is among the things that's not Avidah the Yossi. Now, more than that, when he says that, those wages aren't around anymore. And Ramban is machalik between two types of Dovah Shalom Bol Olam. One, the guf is Bol Olam, but it can't be chal. Goes to a woman. She now is married. So he says, Hari amakudeshesli, when after your husband gives you a get. She's here, but the Kedushin can't be chal. She's an Eshes Ish. So it can't be chal. He goes up to a non-Jewish woman and says, you are Hari Amakudesh asleep. When? After your Geiris. Yeah, it can't be chal. But the Guf is Bola. There's another type. If he says, for instance, I am Machna the Kefil to you when? Sometime in the future, but it's not around now. Or he says, this Maisi Yodayim. Maisi Yodayim aren't around now. or a machne, the peiros that will grow next in 6 months, peiros antir. One, it is around Kan Bichal, one is the Bichal, not around. Those are two. Now, Agamara has said what? Even Reb Meir, who says, machne Adam, dover shalom bala olam, that's only in peiros dekel davidi diosi. I can... I can be machne the peiros dekel. Why? The Reb Meir said, because it's inevitably going to come. So, the question is, what does David de Asi mean? And the Gemara says, but here, the kefil is not David de Asi. Why not? If David de Asi means it's built into the dekel, so nothing's built into the para. It's going to be kefil, dal, vehei. Elamai, the Gemara is talking about probability. And what's the lack of probability based on? Maybe this will happen, maybe this will happen, and maybe this will happen, and maybe this will happen. Suffolk of a Suffolk of a Suffolk of a Suffolk. So you're talking about reason. Is it something that's reasonable that's going to happen, and something that's not reasonable will happen? So that is what bothered Tosis. What did our Tosis have to say? Let's go back to our Tosis, and then we'll see the Ramban. And we'll see the Reb Chaim. We'll see how it all comes together. That's number one. Because of Tosis's position on this, What is Shmiach Tfei? It's more reasonable? Possibility number one. Or, some Rishonim want to say, it depends. Is it one Sofek or ten Sfekas? One Sofek is maybe the Eved will get killed by a Shomawud. Well, here, maybe it's a this, maybe it's that. Every Sofek makes it much more remote. So what is Tosus saying? Tosus is saying like this. Reb Meir says, "Ein chanami." Reb Meir says there's no difference if the chayfetz exists or the chayfetz doesn't exist. If it exists or it doesn't exist. But Reb Meir requires a certain amount. There's no difference between peiros dekel and dekel of peiros. Reb Meir says there has to be some degree of reasonability for a kin to be chal. What is Reb Meir saying? We'll see that's from Reb Chaim. That Reb Meir is saying a very simple thing. To make a kinyan, the object doesn't have to exist. Object. But for Gemiras Das, there has to be some degree of reasonability that is. Because if it's a totally ef shavu ulai, you know, maybe this will happen, or maybe that will happen. So there's, no one's really serious about it. So, and that is, and since it is, according to Reb Meir, question of reasonability, and Gemiras Das, and there's no difference according to Reb Meir, but Kenyan, if the thing is here, the Kenyan's, the Dover is here, the Dover is not here. So, no difference between peiros dekel and dekel peirosa. That is apparently the pashtus of what Tosus is saying. Okay, it's a very straightforward Tosus. On the assumption, Avida Yossi is a question of Gemiras Das. Now, if you, the Ramban is not so simple, because then it becomes Hari Amakudeshusli. when your husband's going to divorce him. Why is that avida d'yosa? That bothered Tosfos and Ksubos. Because our Tosfos doesn't seem to be so concerned about that. It could be, there's one teretz in Tosfos and Ksubos. You're talking about a couple that's fighting, they're away to the divorce court, and that's the only case Ramey is talking about. Okay. But the Ramban is going to be bothered. Okay, what's the case of a woman is finishing her geiris, so you want to be the first in line to marry her. So you say, Hari at Mekudeshes Li, when your geiris is finished. You're talking about something that's almost there. Okay. He's, but the Ramban brought him to a problem. This Maisa Yadayim Ramey had. What's that? It's Maisa Yadayim. She's not about to die. When's it going to be chal when she dies? But she's busy working, has a full-time job. So she's not about to die. That bothered Ramban. How does that fit? But Tosfos and Ksubos, in order to defend his position, has to say, on one side, that you're talking about a gosesus. Okay. And that Ramban finds is totally unreasonable. So the Ramban makes a different chiluk. Ramban doesn't like this. But he says the Tosfos, it's not our Tosfos, it's the Tosfos in Baba Basra. And Tosfos in Ksubos, Shani Hotsum, Shaguf Ba'olah. Came in Shekain, Afogav, Lo Avidi Otsu, Lishuse, Motsi, Makni, Umakti. Okay, but this is not our Tosfos. It's a different Tosfos. Says there's a difference. If the goof is Ba'olam, so then you don't need Avid Diyosi. But if the goof is not Ba'olam, then you need Avid Diyosi. Hezber, the Ramban, is going to explain. Remeya says there's a problem. The Chachom would disagree with the mayor, said you can't make a kinyan on something that doesn't exist. Can't make a kinyan on something that doesn't exist. The mayor says it depends. He and the Chachom require two things. It has to exist and you have to be able to be chal. So I'm a Kaddish, this woman, she exists. It can't be chal. The mayor says no problem. The Kenyan can be done. If I can't be chal now, I'll be chal later. Not a problem. But he says if thing doesn't exist, then it has to be avid v'yosi. Why? Because then it's as if it, and the Ramban explains very clearly later on, anything that's avid v'yosi, he says, there has to be a reasonability to the fact that there is such a thing. He says, if the thing exists, Maisa Kinyan is fine. If the thing doesn't exist, no reasonability that it will exist, so Mechatesin. He says, Shechil Godel Yesh L'chalek Bein Dover Shul Bolam Veinu B'Shusa Bein Dover Sheinu Bolam Lo B'Shusa Lo B'Shusacha Avish HaKol, even though we call it all Dover Shul Bolam, two different types of cases. How do we know that Rameya disagrees in both? Yesh kan makom sheli, he says Chazal either knew or they were daikid from the Brisa there. Okay. But he says, and he explains, Ufika Hikshu, aim at the Shamele Rameya, the Makna Dover Shalabola, who the Avidi Yosin. Where is he coming from? Says, She's not about to die. Came in the Maisa Yodeho Avida, she's busy working. He says, but he explains where he's coming from. Came in the Maisa Yodeho Avida di Osi, commanded Isnuhu Ba Olam Domi. What does Avida di Osi mean? And Lo Avida di Osi. Her wages. Her wages come every week, she gets a paycheck. And she's been will be getting paychecks. She's having this job, so that means according to a mayor, it's as if it is yesh ba'olam. So, what is he explaining? He says ein hanami. So he says not avida diyasi is it ba'olam or not ba'olam? He says avida diyasi means it is ba'olam. So ein hanami, you don't know whether she's going to die or not, but it is ba'olam. And therefore, I don't need avida diyasi if the thing is ba'olam. It's like me mekadesh this woman after her husband gives her a get. You don't need avida diyasi. So now he's explained what avida diyasi is about. And he's explained why Shani Shaguf Ba'olam of Gon Shekin Avagav Lo Avida Yossi. Why Shane came with papers, Dekel, Shane Aguf Ba'olam, and therefore you need Avida Yossi. Why? You need the thing has to exist, or reasonably that it will exist. That's what Remeir says. Reasonably that it will exist. And if something doesn't exist and there's no reasonability that it will exist, you can't be marked. With that, now he goes back to our Gemara. He says, "Ikla meidach odamir perak afapi sora mein and a mark dosh abolam matnana omeli ishto achish tizgayrim afakin mein ain meolek mashmer isla perush lek mashmer." He says. Okay. The call heicha the pshita on the Rameya beperes dekel the makna lava libid ahu amorin. Ogesh the farish viloma. Came in shamin le od the makna dover shabolom bechagon sodu zulech shachana she dover shalobo beshuso over the osi. In svar amin in the islay nami od the makna dover shalobo lom klau. Who David the osi? Comparis dekel. Why? He says technically in the Gemara. So by what the Ramban is saying within Reb Meir, we'll understand a little more deeply, and we'll see the Reb Chaim, is that essentially what he talks about is, according to Reb Meir, a kinyan has to be on something that either exists now, you know, a kinyan can't be chal now, or something that reasonably will exist. Now, according to Tosas here, what does our Tosas say? The Dilma Filer Meir Lomor Meshum Lo Avi Yossi. Why? It has to be reasonable that it will exist. It's a reasonable that it will exist. Okay. But let's take a look what Reb Chaim has to say. Reb Chaim, what is the Gemara Bo Metzia Reb Chaim's talking about? After Zion Omer Aleph. The Zion Omer Aleph is talking about a simple case. Yes? King Tzudr, King Kesef. Either one. What?
Even though you're doing a Kinsider.
Now, Sugyan Tez Zion talks about the following situation. The following situation is, I steal a field. And I go, I throw the owner out. Someone moves into my house and makes believe he owns my house. Then he turns around and sells it to somebody. Now, he can't sell the house because it belongs to me. But then he turns around and buys the house from me. And the question is the original let's say he moved in January 1st. March 1st, he sold it to somebody. On June 1st, he comes and buys it from me. Has to do with my new Maisa Kenyan. And as of when does this third party own it? The Gabe Peris, the Gabe everything. The Gemara says, as of March 1st, day of the king. Aye. How is that true? I mean, it's Dovr Shel HaBa'ol, it's like being Kana Shanisha, that you don't know when your husband divorces you. I am selling the house when someday I'm going to buy it. So the Zula Shekhanah. The Gemara says, no, Gzeila is different. Because he realizes, because when he sold it, in his mind was that he's going to buy it from the owner, because he doesn't want people to think that he's a double gun, that he's selling property that doesn't belong to him. So that's a good one. Tebe Mamino. Aitz Dovr Shel HaBa'olam. So Tosis here says the name of Rav Haigon and a Hanami. This is going to call the Ma'andom. But Tosis disagrees with that. The Rambam disagrees with that. The Rif disagrees with that. The Rosh disagrees with that. I is Dovr Shel HaBa'olam. How am I selling a field that doesn't belong to me? So what does that mean? So Rav Chaim begins with his Yesod and so Rav Chaim begins with an important Yesod, and he makes a very key chilek here. And a very key chilek that explains a lot of things in Dovr Shel HaBa'olam. I am with Tosis, says the Rambam, the Rif, the Rosh. I agree with Tosis. When you're Loma, Abimad Isa Bobas. What does the Gemara say? It says like this. That happened if a woman is pregnant and I want to give the child, the Uber, a present. Now the Uber, until the Uber is born, Uber has it's not like Roe versus Wade in the United States. An Uber has a very in-between legal status. An Uber exists. Okay, an Uber exists. But an Uber cannot acquire property. Or cannot give away property. The Gabi Yerusha, there's a whole thing in Chedush HaRachayim HaLevi that I wrote in a footnote, Perichet Hilchos Tumas Halacha Dalar. Okay, now, he says, but I want to give an Uber a present. But you can't, Uber can't make a kinyan on it. So I'm a zaka yideyacha, someone's calling on behalf of the Uber, but it can't be chal now because Uber cannot acquire property. He says, Rashbam says, Avgav Rav Nachman Tzurilei, Mocha Peres Dek L'chaver V'oma, Avgav Shabo L'olam Yochol Achzav, you can change your mind, Okay. Rashbam is machalek. And the Tosas HaRosh, then Baba Basha, spells it out very clearly. To be emes matzinu trei gavni Dovr Shel HaBa'olam. There are two types of Dovr Shel HaBa'olam. Chode kipshuto, shen HaBa'olam klal, it doesn't exist. Open achad, emes yeshno Dovr Shel HaBa'olam, ele she'en hakinin yochol lochlat. But that means, I want to give, your wife is pregnant. And I said, I want to give a birthday present to the Uber when it's born. I want to give away the safe. Okay, so you make a kinyan on behalf of the Uber on the safe. So, it doesn't work at all. That means there are two things, and Chaim is going to explain it. that according to the Chachamim, who disagree with Rameyer, then we're going to go back to try to understand Rameyer. Chachamim disagree with Rameyer. You can't make a kinyan on something that doesn't exist. If the object doesn't exist, there is no kinyan. That's it. Kesef, Sudr, it has to be on an existing object. But if the object does exist, but can't be chal now, and you want it to be chal later, so then it's a problem of Gemara's Das. Who says he's so serious? Who says he's so serious? And now he's going to build the whole case as follows. The Ksuas da pei beis. Kama avgavuch. The Gemara asks like this. There's a Yabam. We'll have to learn a little Yavamas, bring you into Yavamas. Now, the halacha of a Yabam is that, let's say, one brother dies and he has five brothers. So, if one brother gives chalitza, and if yibum is not possible, then who gets the Yerusha? The five brothers will divide the Yerusha between them. Okay. Now, but if there is yibum, so then the yabum gets the entire Yerusha. Okay. So, this is a halacha that midrabanan, if the five brothers, and one wants to be Meyabim, so another brother once will give a get to the Yavama, that makes Yibum impossible by anybody. Okay. So it was a Yavama. And apparently it was a nice Yerusha. And one brother wanted to be Meyabim. And the other brother was afraid that if brother number one is Meyabim, brother number two is afraid, he's going to lose 50% of Yerusha. So he wants to make it impossible for the other brother to be Miyabim. So what does he do? He's going to give a get to her, making Yibum impossible. And then they're going to end up splitting the Yerusha 50-50. Now, the brother who wants the Miyabim has many interests. First, he wants to marry this woman. Number two, he also isn't, but he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He doesn't allow 100%. The usual, he's going 50-50. But he knows that if this brother will give a get, he won't be able to miyabim her. She makes a deal with the brother. Okay. Deal is that I'm makna to you 50% of the Yerusha I'm going to get after I miyabim her. Dar shalom below. So the Gemara says, what is the difference between this and other cases? Here, in the other cases, it's biyodo. Here, it's not biyodo. Now, the Arush is there. But that means, except I can't make a kinyan on that Yerusha because I don't own it yet. So what does the Rashbam do with it? He named the sugya the kedusha of samach beis. Amar Hatzan the peiros aruga yuyum betrumas al peiros elu kishilit rishum. I cannot make trumas and maishus on something when it's bechubal akarka. So what do I say? These payrolls will be truma on these other payrolls when they're picked. Why the call should be yodo lav kemachosamay sedomi? Avagav the aim be yodo lav so truma can do it now. Kaven the be yodo lasale kamenia. The thing that is preventing me from making truma is in my hands to eliminate. So the mania, the thing which is preventing me, is in my hand, so therefore I can make truma now. He says, what does it mean? He says, if the object exists, then I have to know he's going to say, he says, there's a problem with Gmiras Das. Is he really serious or not? So if I'm in control of the situation, I'm serious. If it's inevitably going to happen, I'm serious. And he says in Paris Deco, he says, oh, Gabi Uber. The Uber, what is it? The person is the child who will be born. That's an automatic. It's an automatic. And he says, I'll call that which is preventing the king from being how the child exists. The child exists, but is not capable of receiving property. And that Reb Chaim explains very much in Chiddush Reb Chaim Halevi. But the Yabim, he is not controlled. If the woman will tell him, goodbye, I'm not interested in you, he can't force it on him. And it's going to be Chal. Jared Kushner's Makadish Ivanka, his wife. He doesn't want anyone coming in. So I'm Makadish Yu before the Geras is Chal. So what does the Gemara say? Who said a Bezin is going to accept her Geras? Right? Hare. But if there is a Bezin that you know definitely will accept the Geras, then you can be Kaddish, even according to the Rabbanan. So what is it? The Rabbanan said, if the person exists and you do a Maisa Kedushin, but it can't be Chal, then it's a problem with Miras Das. But if you know it's definitely going to happen, or you can control the situation that it will happen, then there's no problem with Miras Das. He says, then Mishan Hocha, Som Chadait. So what does the Gemara say? What does our Gemara say? On Daf Tazayin above Metziah. On Daf Tazayin above Metziah, it says that when he sells that field, he can't sell it now, he's going to make sure that he's going to buy it from the owner. So therefore, there's a Smichas Das that for the Kenyan. So all the Gemara is explaining that in the sale, since he is highly motivated to get that sort of stand in back of the Kenyan, so there is a Smichas Das. So Reb Chaim now is straddling two things. He said what Reb Chaim is saying in the Rashbam and in the Rambam and the Rish and the Rosh and Tosfos and all these Rishonim. Very simple thing. Dovr Shel Olam has two aspects to it. According to the Rabbanan. Number one, you can't make a kinyan on something that doesn't exist. That you can't do. On the other hand, if something does exist and the kinyan can't be chal now, you're makadosh nisha when after the geiris is, after her husband divorces her, etc. That's a problem with smichas das. And that's a problem with smichas das. So, if it's B'yodo that takes the care of it, all different things may take care of the Rabban to say you have Smichus Das. So why, according to the Chachom, can't I sell Peiros Deko, even though it's Avida D'Yossi? Very simple. Because there's nothing around to be Kona. No. It's not here. So, therefore, Rameya says, I don't care. It's Avida D'Yossi. On the other hand, comes along Rabbanan and says, wait a second. There's no Maisa Kinyan on something that doesn't exist. Okay. Mashenkin Hocha. But here the Soda is here. Okay. Come on. That's fine. But why not? So the Gemara says it depends. Who am I giving the present to? Am I giving the present to Stam I go up to someone, you're a nice guy, I want to give your son a present. The bichal, the moment he's born. Maybe yes, maybe no. If I want to give a present to my son as a present when he's born, what does it say? Daita shel odon krov etzel beno. Then he is serious. And then it is chal. That means if my wife is pregnant and I want to make sure that my property belongs to this child. And let's take a very practical case. Man is sick. He's afraid he's going to be in a situation in the next few weeks, he won't be conscious, etc. And if he doesn't give a present to his child, then he has a brother who's going to be Yorish. He doesn't want his brother to be Yorish. He wants a child to be Yorish. So what does he do? He tells his wife, you make a kinyan l'chal, and I don't know, I'll be in a situation to be marked then or not. But I want it to be chal before I die, and I'm pretty sure that I'll survive until then. So that died to show them, so this kodal smichas das. And that's exactly Reb Chaim's point. And that's exactly what the Gemara and Bava Basra is saying. That's where the Rashbam's coming from. V'gam nirali, niral omad, Rav Huna l'tam Yisrael, dover shalo bolo, gari tfei, alkein l'mahanya. And Rav Huna disagrees. He says as follows. The Uber half exists and half doesn't exist. But as a person capable of receiving property, the Uber doesn't exist. And that's what Rufuna said. That's why it's worse. Okay, but the idea of Smichas Das and the Rabbanan, that goes straight through all of these sukkahs. Now, okay. Dover shalom olam, shabbat modul of Nachman, mahanik ishatele. Chai gav nishtar b'makadish shubah l'kishatele, mahanik l'das ha-rashbam. Okay, now, u'bezem b'vua, that's the skip to the second call in the middle, das ha-rambam, per exayin halacha tezvof. Halach is as follows. You have a woman, she dies, and her husband has a brother, but she's kukali yibum. And now that's called Zika. For those of you who never learned Yavamas, Pasuk says that Izar, no one can marry her. What does that mean? It's also to marry her, or there's no tefisus kedusha, or it has a suffix. So if someone else marries her, suffix kudeshes. But let's say someone does marry her, suffix kudeshes. Now, that means the yabim can't be miyabim her. So he created a situation forcing the yabim to give chlitzim. Because the Yabim has no option now. Pauses as though CHS Hamez Hachutzal Ishzar. I mean, it's not allowed, or there's no issues. He says, Shapot Hamakadish Yivomel Achashi Yachotzlo Harizim Kudeshis Kedushin Gemurim. Oh, will the Ato him Kudeshis Lomisophag, says the Rambam. He says like this, very simple. And no one understands where the Rambam is coming from. Since we're playing according to what I said, is he serious? Of course, the question is, does she have Gemiras Das? And he has Gemiras Das. Since he made sure, what did he do? He made sure that no one else can marry her, that the Yabim can't marry her. And according to, and now what he created a situation, that the Yabim has no choice but to give her a chlitza, and automatically, as a result, his kedushin is going to be chal. That's similar to all the situations we had now, Miras Das. Okay. So now let's just take a step back. There's a whole shaila in Achronim. And that is, what is the problem of Dovr Shalom Bogom? That the problem of Dovr Shalom Bogom is on the Maisa Kinyan or the Gemara's Das? So Chaim said, that depends. That depends. If the thing does, according to the Rabbanon, we're all within the Rabbanon now. According to the Rabbanon, if the thing exists, no problem with the Maisik. If the thing doesn't exist, you can't make a Maisik king on something that doesn't exist. Now, let's say the Kenyan can't be chal. The Kenyan can't be chal. Okay, that's a separate issue. You did a Maisik Kenyan. Now, is it Gemara's Das or not? So that depends on reasonability. It's going to definitely happen. You can control the situation. All these things. If the situation is totally out of control, and it's not, and it may happen or may not happen, Rabbanan say, here's the problem with Gemara's Das. Unless you have something that reinforces you to say there will be Gemara's Das. In the case of this field, yes, the man is highly motivated to buy it from the owner. Okay, so here's Gemara's Das. In the case of Achash Tizgairi, that if you know a Bez, then we'll definitely accept her. So there's no problem. If you don't know a Bez, accept him? No. If you know, the fruit will definitely grow. No problem. If you know the child, that if you know the child will be born and it'll be his son, no problem. All these are, I need some factor there to guarantee Gemara's Das. Without it, there's a problem with Gemara's Das. This is how Reb Chaim viewed the entire situation. Now, let's get back to Reb Meir. Let's get back to the Ramban. But let's just see where Reb Chaim is coming from. And now, take what he said in the Rabbanon and stick it in to what we just saw in Reb Meir. So let's go back. The Ramban says there's a very big difference if the thing exists or the thing doesn't exist. So what does the Ramban say? And we'll get back to our Tosfos and Tosfos there. What? If the Yavama got a get, no, well, see, it makes a chutzli shazar until chlitza, the conclusion can't be chal. But no one else can do anything now. In the case of the get, if a get was given, so then what happens is someone has to give chlitza. And then they divide the Yerusha. No. It goes like this. Let's get back to some Yavamas here. On a Deraisa level, a get means nothing. It's only a Drabana level. So, on a Deraisa level, if he's Mekadesh Yavama, let's say any Zar is Mekadesh Yavama, so it's Chal Misafik. So now, in the meantime, someone gave her a get, or before someone gave her a get? One of the brothers gave her a get. What? After one of the brothers gave her a get. So it really has no ramifications, because Yibum anyway is impossible, because she's Sovim Kudeshes to this person. Yibum's impossible, so you have to get, the only solution is Chlitza. The only question is a Chlitza Psula, or do you have to be Chozo Kovach? You have to give the Reiser Chlitza. The conclusion is how. Question is, at that point, if someone was Makadosh in between, will he have to be Chozo Kol HaAchim or not? Then I'm not sure. because ein hachanami. Without that kedushin, it would be a chlitza psula. But still, once she's automatically deraisa married to the person who's makadosh, she may not nichozoach. Let I have to check. Okay, now, what does the Rambam say? Obetolsis omer, shani hotsim shaguf bolo, v'kevin shekein avagav delo avida diosi. What does avida diosi mean? That means, and he explains, it's reasonable that it will exist in the future. So what does Rameya say? It's not machalik. Rameya is doing is, he's not being machalik in Gemira's Das. Because if he's machalik in Gemira's Das, so if the thing is ba'olam, l'chora, this is l'chora, it may exist, it may not exist. Who knows, it'll ever happen. Now, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says, what is he doing here? He's being even Peros Dekam. Means I'm getting a Kenyan Beguf HaDofer. Let's take it back to our Gemara. Rameya says, it makes no difference if, what is the reason I can be Machne Peros Dekam? What is the reason I can be Machne Dekam of Peros? Avididiyasi. That means even in Dekalab, what is our Gemara saying? Certainly how Tosas understood it. Even if I say the Kenyan definitely can be Chal, but it's a far off possibility, no difference between Chachamim and Rameir on that. Far off possibilities, there's no Gemara's Das. And in our case, what is he's mocking the parolik fela? What is happening? Rameya wouldn't have, even Rameya wouldn't tolerate it. Why? Far off possibilities, maybe it'll be stolen. If it's stolen, maybe he'll catch the ganav. And if he catch the ganav, maybe he'll be chayav kefal. He won't be chayav kefal. Far off possibilities. No. What did the Gemara say? The Gemara wasn't sure. If I'm makne the paralik fela, if I'm makne the paralik fela, in such a case, it's chal or not chal, according to Rameya. One is, why? Because Rameya also requires, and the chalm also requires some degree of reasonability. That is, so according to the way Rav Chaim has set it up, there are two separate issues. One issue is an issue of the Kimaisa Kinyan, and one issue is an issue of Gemira's Das. So what is Abba Tosa saying? Abba Tosa is saying a very, very simple thing. And what is our Gemara saying? Fila Ramea Dorma Machna Dorma Shalabalolam Hanameli Hanimili Kigon Peris Dekel Davida Dios. So Tosis says as follows. He is talking about Peros Dekel, fruit that will grow, as be Avida Diosi. And Tosis says, and if Paralik Fela, where the king is definitely Chal, it's Lo Avida Diosi. It's more far-fetched. I, one object exists, the other object doesn't exist. Avotosis at this point is not making that chalak. So what is Avotosis saying? Avotosis, according to Rameya, the whole thing is Gemira's Das. How far-fetched it is, how not far-fetched it is. And Rameya will never allow a kinyan dover shalom bo olam on something that's too far-fetched. It has to be Avida Dios. That's the first pshat in Tosis. I, the tzad that says, according to Rameya, parolik felik. That's only one suffix here, it's 26. But you see, once we have Reb Chaim's framework to work with, then, now we go back to our Tosis, and Tosis says, parolik felik, according to Rameya, in a chanami, the object exists. But when Rameya is talking about Avida Diosi, has nothing to do, the object exists, the object doesn't exist. What's he talking about reasonability for Gemara's Das? So I don't care. What about Peirut Dekel? They don't exist. So they don't exist. Rameya holds you can make a kinyan something that doesn't exist. But Rameya never said fire off possibilities. And Rameya always requires Avida Das. That is how the first part of Tosus works. Okay. Now, this is the Tosus Ramban quotes. And there's the Ramban himself. That Mitzvah Shambli Neder. We'll stop now. We'll get there on Tzom Gedalia. And we'll finish off. But Reb Chaim created a certain framework how to understand that the two separate issues happening in Dover Shalom Bolo. This one is, can you make a kinyan of Dover Shalom Bolo? Number one. And number two, and is the Gemara's Das in a Dover Shalom Bolo? And in each situation, you have to worry what is the dominant factor. In these, we've shown him Tosus Daf Tavzayin. And remember, Tosus Daf Tavzayin, when he's talking within the Rabbanon, he says, what's Tosus hold? That according to the Rabbanon, a Maisa Kinyan has made only on something that exists. And then there is a separate issue of Gemara's Das that always has to be dealt with in the Rabbanon. And the Parshas and the Tosas has been in Rameya. So what's the Machlokas? Rameya agrees, number one, disagrees that a Maisa King made on something that doesn't exist, but he always requires some degree of probability that Ovid Yossi to make sure there is Gemara's Das. And that's how you put together the Tosas here in Lama Gimel Amid Beis and the Tosas there in Tazayin Amal. Just see the issues that are happening. Within. Oh, Mansa Shambly Netter will finish this.